It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Everybody, we're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and it's still release season, so we're going to be talking about some heavy hitters, and today is King of Kentucky. So this is the 2021, this is the fourth release of King of Kentucky, and I'm going to give you just a little bit of background about it as well. So there's some brand history. So Kentucky, King of Kentucky was established in 1881 as a Kentucky straight bourbon, and then Brown-Forman acquired the brand in 1936 from selected Kentucky distillers, and by 1940, it was converted into a blended whiskey. And then this was actually discontinued in 1968, but was revived in 2018 with its inaugural, I guess, relaunch, I guess you could say it was. Now, King of Kentucky, when it does come out, these come out as single barrels. So it's not a batch product. And there's gonna be 33 different barrels that will be available. And this is a representation of what we're gonna try from just one of these barrels. But however, they are all 14 years old. And this, and this barrel comes from Warehouse I, Floor 3, Rick 7, and this is 130 proof. Now, in total, with 33 barrels, there will be 2,700 bottles. A majority of the volume will be in Kentucky, but there will be limited quantities in Illinois and Ohio, and has a retail price of $250.
Dang, those are some low barrels. There's only, you said 2,700 bottles?
2,700 bottles.
Out of 33 barrels?
33 barrels.
Damn.
It's not a lot.
No wonder it's so expensive.
I know. Just to give you some context, when we released United, we did 40 barrels.
Yep.
Okay. And 9,300 bottles.
Yeah.
So
not a lot of whiskey left in those barrels.
No, not at all. All right. Enough of this chatter. Let's go into the nose here.
Ooh.
As usual.
Man, that's a...
It's like dense.
It's like you're hanging out with Ron Burgundy and just, you know, and you're in the mahogany and...
It's like they pack 20 years of flavors into like really tightly there.
Yeah, just ton of tobacco, leather, some like burnt cherries, caramel sugar. Gosh, it's like,
yeah, the brown sugar.
I don't want to name all the names on the wheel, but they're probably in there.
It's hitting a lot of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might even get like a popcorn note in there of all things too. All right. So on to the taste. Ooh, this is different.
Yeah, it's much, it's way fruitier than I was expecting.
I mean, it's like almost like a grape Kool-Aid, a little taste to it. A little bit of cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Much fruitier than I anticipated. Maybe a little bit of hint of smoke.
Yeah, that grape Kool-Aid note is like really, it's like really sweet and sugary on the front. And then it's nice, like built up of baking spices on the end. But like, I thought it was going to be more like leathery, woody, but it's not. It's like sweet and viscous and decadent, really.
Yeah, this was just different than our last King of Kentucky, so
yeah,
pleasant change. But again, this is just our barrel. So let's go ahead and let's rate it. So on the nose.
Thumbs up. Loved it.
And the taste?
Two thumbs up. I really love that taste.
All right.
That's good.
And the finish?
Thumbs up. I'll do one thumb.
One thumb on that one. Yeah, I mean, I think it's still pretty solid all the way around.
This is a really good... I'm looking for this one.
Yeah. Tell me about it. So that is this Whiskey Quickie looking at the 2021 release of The King of Kentucky. With that, cheers, everybody. See you next time.